Several years ago, myself and Stephen Scott from our Tech Talk show took part in a driving challenge. We got behind the wheel of a car and we had a bit of a race around a track. What's unusual about that? Well, we are both registered blind. It's quite an exhilarating feeling to do it, and I imagine for the person in the passenger seat it's quite a frightening experience as well, or a bit of a new one for many. Well, John Crammond recently undertook a driving challenge himself, and to tell us a little bit more, we have John with us right now. Tell me a little bit about the driving challenge. Where did the idea come from?
Well, I've always been wanting to drive ever since my father got his first car. And that takes us back to the 1930s. My bedroom walls were bedecked with pictures of new cars as they came out because we had some friends who ran a garage. So I was always up to date with what I was doing. But I never thought I would drive one. In actual fact, I had to wait until I was 88 before I got in touch with a driving instructor here in Stranraer called Jim Edgar. And he has got an old runway about 4 miles out of the town, which he's done up with bollards and white lines. And he takes his pupils out there. But he said he would take me out and just give me a run. So we met up and I went out. And it wasn't a terribly long runway. This was left over from the war, I may point out. And I knew the theory of the thing. I mean, I knew how to change gear and let in the clutch and all that stuff. And I had always heard of those cars that were dual control. And I was stupid enough, without really thinking too hard about it, that dual control meant that he had control of everything, including the steering. That came as a bit of a shock to me to find that I was sitting behind the steering wheel and he just had a brake and a clutch, I suppose. Anyway, we went off down this runway and I was very pleased to get up to a dizzying speed of 30 miles an hour. Now, when you dreamt about doing this for 80 odd years and suddenly do it, nobody can appreciate the thrill of doing it.
John, you mentioned that growing up you had pictures of cars on your wall. I was obviously a bit of a fan there. What were the top ones on your wall?
1930s was the time that streamlining was the in word, and boots became common on cars instead of luggage racks at the back. And there were Hillman Minks. My dad had a Rover 10, which was all right until you went up too steep a hill. And then I had to stop him at the top and have a breath and get probably cold water poured into it to carry on any further. Anyway, as I say, I was interested in these cars. And I was in a small bedroom at home and it didn't have a lot of room, but the walls were well papered.
Did you have a favourite, like a kind of dream car? You know, when I was a boy, growing up in the 70s and 80s, it was always, for me, it was like the Lamborghini Countach, and even some Jaguars as well were my favourites. Did you have a favourite dream car?
Yes, I suppose I did. Somebody locally who has an Aston Martin. Oh. But I haven't managed to make contact with them yet.
That's now my favourite car, the Aston Martin DB5.
And then, of course, I saw this advert in Connect about a driving session organised in Dorset. And my son and family live in Poole, and I'm down there at least once a year. So I thought, now there's something I can arrange here. So to cut a long story short, that's exactly what we did. I got a holiday and got in touch with the Association for the Blind in Dorset, headquarters in Poole. They said yes, they would take an outsider on that day, and they did. And that was better, actually, because on this occasion it was a much longer runway away to the west of Dorset. almost into the next county. And there were light planes taking off and landing at the same time. And if you can picture, and it sounds like absolute chaos. At one time, there were four of us who couldn't see driving four cars. And we had a bit of a hold up once or twice while somebody in a plane took off using the runway for its correct purposes. So you think of four blind drivers and light planes. I mean, to come out of the day without an incident, I think, was quite an achievement.
Absolutely.
On that occasion, I got up to 50 miles an hour. If I do it again, I don't know quite where we'll get to.
So if you have another go, perhaps even a little bit faster again, are you still hoping to do that, to take it a little bit further?
Well, it's all a question of health and age, actually. You see, there was that article in Connect about the man flying the plane. I've no ambitions whatsoever to fly a plane. Give me a car and I'll be happy.
So what would you like the next one to be? If you had your choice then, what would you like to try?
I've had one or two trips over the years in speedboats, but I've never been allowed to drive a speedboat. I reckon when you're out there in the water and there's no lamps to bang you into and no planes taking off beside you, that would be great fun. I would enjoy that.
John, it's been lovely talking to you, and we certainly hope you get the chance to perhaps go a bit faster in the cars and maybe even take to the water as well. But for the moment, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.